Larking about at the lake. 30-something years ago, my bike was a BMX. Back then, my friends and I rode from our neighborhood near the western end of South Saturn Road all the way to the tobacco monopoly in Klang Tui. Nope, we weren't there for the cigarettes. We knew smoking's not good for kids. We just went for a swim at the lake there, which in those days was known as Bung Ya Soup, or Tobacco Lake. Why didn't we just go for a dip in the Chao Phraya River, which is much closer? Some of you who know that part of Bangkok may well wonder. The reason we chose the lake, despite the much longer ride and the tobacco stench in the water, was simply because in the evening after the swim, on our way back home, we could also drop by Lumpini Park, which in those days was a popular place for men and women looking for a peaceful spot for making out. The park had many thick bushes and secret corners that, perhaps, in ways were just as good as a motel room. Of course, we also knew that, like smoking, peeping at people in their amorous moments was not good for kids either, but the temptation was too much to resist. Somehow, at such an innocent age, just catching a glimpse of a man and a woman startled by the realization that they were not all alone as they had thought, as we swooped our BMXs close to their bush and sped off as fast as possible, was so fun and exciting that we kept laughing and laughing throughout the rest of our ride back home. Well, more than 3 decades have passed. I've long moved to another side of the metropolis and have no idea where all those childhood friends of mine are now, but the Tobacco Lake we used to cycle to on Saturday afternoons now attracts so many cyclists each day. It is now the main feature of a public park called Benjakitti, which, unlike most Bangkok parks, welcomes cyclists throughout its opening hours from 5 a.m. to 9 p.m. Besides, it's the only park in the city that has a dedicated path for cyclists, separating us from joggers and other park visitors. And that means, at least in theory, you can ride at your full speed along the 2-kilometer-long trail which goes around the lake without worrying much about hitting people. In real life, however, you have to expect to sometimes see something blocking the way, and that could range from slower riders and unaccompanied children to monitor lizards, which thrive in the area thanks to the fact that the lake is teeming with fish. Always be ready to slow down and keep in mind that safe braking is a skill a good cyclist must master. Unlike at Lumpini or Suan Road Phai, the other two public parks that allow cycling, although they have no real bike-only lanes, the trail at Benjakitti is not all flat. Here, there are a few points with a slight inclination, which is another reason this is a good training ground for city cyclists. And did I mention the view? In the evening, even though you cannot see the setting sun from here because the western horizon is obscured by the tree canopy and the tall buildings further out, above the park and its lake, an open sky is there for you to enjoy. Add to that a nearby forest of skyscrapers that are lit up against the darkening heavens in the background, and you get one of the most scenic vistas of Bangkok from ground level. I rode to Benjakitti Park again the other day, this time not on a BMX, but on a road bike. I did not stop by to fool around at Lumpini Park either. After all, I'm no longer a naughty boy, but a mature man who leads a responsible life and pays utmost respect to other people's privacy and personal rights. Besides, unlike at Benjakitti Park, these days they no longer allow bikes in Lumpini in the evening. Well, see you here again next Thursday. Until then, if you have questions, news, or cycling insights you wish to share, please feel free to send an email to pongpetm@bangkokpost.co.th or go to the Freewheel Bangkok community page on Facebook.